All right. Good morning, everyone. We had a good walkthrough practice this morning. Got a lot covered with our players. It's a big day for us. It's a chance for us to go through our short yardage offense, our goal line, offense and defense. We'll cover some third down situations. So we have a lot to get covered along with reviewing what, some of the things we did on yesterday. So we have a lot to get done today. Very, very important day for our team. And, we need to make sure that we're doing some of the things that are going to be necessary for us to win on Sunday. And I think we're headed in the right direction in regards to that. Injury-wise, nothing really changed from our conversation yesterday. We're going to see how Christian Ponder does today. He tried a little bit yesterday, had some soreness, but we'll see how he does today. Other than that, the guys that I talked about yesterday who didn't practice, the only one that will be A.J. Jefferson. He'll get a chance to go out and try and see how that ankle is doing. We may be able to get Jamarcus Sanford out as well. But it needs to be a good day for us, so we're looking forward to this practice.
Did Christian do more or less or yesterday than what you thought he would do?
Probably a little less than what we were hoping for. We'll see if he can do more today. Hopefully he doesn't have any more soreness than he had yesterday, but we'll see.
Are he and Matt getting equal snaps right now, or is he still taking the majority of first-team snaps?
Matt took the majority yesterday, but we're going to try to give Christian a little bit more today. We'll see if he can handle it, and then we'll try to make a decision by Friday.
Does everybody seem awake at this point? Has everybody adjusted and made it along with that?
I think everybody has kind of adjusted to the time schedule. It's definitely a time difference, and it's taken a little bit to get adjusted, but it seems like the guys are on par now. It seems like they are where they need to be time-wise.
From a competitive standpoint, could an NFL team be here permanently and travel, and compete?
Me and the coaches were talking about that a little bit on our way to practice this morning. The travel part, you'd be a little concerned about depending on what city you're traveling from. But it's possible. Yeah, it's possible for a team to have this as their home base and succeed. I could see that. The travel part is the part that we were looking at and maybe talking about a little bit. But I think it's possible.
You want to be the head coach of the London team?
I want to be the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings for a long time. So,
what's been your evaluation of Everson Griffin? Just seemed like he hasn't made these kind of splash plays that we saw last year.
Yeah, he's trying as hard as he can, Chip. He just hasn't been able to get those splash plays that we saw at the end of last season. But he's getting close, and hopefully this will be one of those games that becomes a breakout game for him. He's trying hard. He's working hard. He's doing everything that we're asking him to do. Just hasn't quite clicked yet, but maybe this will be the week.
When you looked into Greg Jennings, was there any concern about just a natural frustration level that might arise, considering who he played quarterback, the quarterbacks he played with? Christian, whatever you want to say about him, he's not Brett Favre, he's not Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I haven't sensed frustration with Greg. In that way. His frustration is, where our record is, like all of our players, and just trying to figure out a way to help our team to win. And one of the things I appreciate about Greg is in that ball game that we had on Sunday, he rallied our guys on the sideline, pulled them together from an offensive group, and just talked to them about just staying focused and just playing one play at a time. And, that was great to see from a guy who's relatively new to our team, kind of bringing everybody together and keeping them focused. So he just wants to win. I don't think he's caught up in anything other than that, just trying to win a game.
What kind of stress does Roethlisberger put on your secondary with his way to keep plays alive with his feet, and what kind of challenge is that?
Yeah, that can be so frustrating when you have a quarterback moving around and buying time and you have pretty good coverage and he moves around enough that people uncover, and it creates a lot of stress on your defensive backs. It'll tire out your defensive line as well, but all the moving around. But that's one of his strengths. That's one of the reasons he's one of the top quarterbacks in our league, is because he's able to extend plays and then make plays down the field. But at the same time, if we can, when he's moving around, get a chance to swat the ball and knock it out, then that creates some plays for us. But it does create a lot of stress on your secondary, the way he extends plays.
Les, do you anticipate elevating somebody off the practice squad to kind of backstop that secondary?
If A.J. Jefferson is not able to go, Brian, if he's not able to go today, we may have to do something like that because you don't want to go in this game with only three healthy corners, so especially with all the three wide receiver sets that they show. So we'd have to look at doing something. It just would not be wise to play with three corners.
With Chris Cook, is it looking like he's not going to be able to go and just not being able to practice again today?
Yeah, if he's not able to go today, Ben, and not able to go tomorrow, it's highly unlikely he'll be able to play in the game. So the fact that he's not able to practice today, you know, leads you to believe it's maybe difficult tomorrow. But he wants to try tomorrow, so we'll see.
Your players have talked a little bit about whether this is too much togetherness or a bonding experience. Have you sort of encouraged anything? Do you see it in any which way, one way?
I think the atmosphere creates a natural bonding, you know, because they end up spending so much time with one another off the field, unlike when they're at home in the States. When practice is over, they go their separate ways. You know, most go to their families or they go to their apartment or wherever. But here, they're going out together in London doing things with one another. So it's creating a bond and a friendship that goes beyond what they have to do on the football field. So I think that's a good thing for our team.
I mean, can it help, or do you just have to make better, you know, do a better job on the field?
From my experience, I think it does help because it creates a chemistry that you need when you're going through difficult times. That bonding creates a trust factor that is so important in team sports, and you develop a relationship that goes beyond just the business part of what we do. So I think it can help.
Just to clarify, Coach, what you were saying about Christian, do you expect to make a definitive decision on his status for game day tomorrow, or could you get until Sunday?
No, probably if he couldn't do anything on Friday, you know, to where we felt comfortable, we probably wouldn't put him out there. We didn't see what we needed to see on Friday.
He talked a little bit yesterday about contact being the thing he's most worried about. And obviously, you can't really get a feel for that in practice. How do you kind of get a sense of whether he'd be able to handle contact, or can you even in practice setting?
Kind of trust our medical people, Ben. If they feel like they can protect him with padding or whatever, then you kind of rely on that. If they can't assure us that he's not in a situation where he could do further damage, then you don't even risk it because of what you just said. You can't simulate the contact in practice. So some of it is, you know, what Christian is able to tell us, along with what the medical staff is able to share with us.
Will you be in pads today or tomorrow?
We're going to be in pass today, yep.
Yeah. So. Can you give us any update on the situation with Christian Ballard?
No, I really can't. I don't know probably much more than what anybody else in this room knows, unless you've been doing some research and homework on it. I really don't. I haven't talked to Christian in quite a while.
Well, is Greg Jennings' personality different than most typical receivers that have achieved his level of success?
You know, I'd have to compare him to some of the great receivers I've been around, like, you know, a Marvin Harrison or some of the other guys, or Reggie Wayne, some other guys I've been around. And his personality is one where he's not the typical superstar, and he wants it to be about him. And a lot of wide receivers, and you've covered them, Mark, they really like for things to go through them. That can be a high-maintenance group. Greg is a he's the ultimate team guy. You know, he really cares about his teammates, about what's going on around him. That's unique in a guy with his talent and the recognition that he's received in our league. I mean, Pro Bowl status. So in that way, his personality is unique. Being a wide receiver who is genuinely concerned about the team as opposed to his stats. He was in my office after the Detroit game. First game of the season, and we were talking, and he said there was a moment in the game, and Jerome Simpson had a big game that day. He said there was a moment in the game where I was saying, man, you know, I wouldn't mind if I got this play call or that play call for myself. And then he said, I thought about it. I said, you know what? I'm happy for Jerome. This is good for our team. And I want Jerome to have success. I want Kyle Rudolph to have, I want our whole team to have success. I'm going like, that's unique, you know, for a guy who has achieved what he's achieved and you sign a contract to come here, but he wants his teammates to succeed, but ultimately he wants the team to succeed. And that, I mean, that's what you want from your star players. So in that way, his personality is unique in comparison to some others.
Coach, without wishing to jump the gun and make the decision on quarterback, can you tell us what you saw in Matt Castle that you liked and why this team signed him, his strengths?
Well, in Matt's case, the fact that he had had success as a starter, you know, leading Kansas City to the playoffs early on, played behind, you know, Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame quarterback in New England, so he understood what it means to prepare as a backup along with, you know, when you do get in that starting role, how to handle it. So all those factors, his success in the league as a backup and a starter, along with his experience, were ingredients that we thought would help us. And everything that we had hoped for watching him in practice and even in the preseason, you know, we've seen the things that we were hoping that we would see. And, you know, we'll see what happens with this ball game. But his resume was impressive, and it's been just as impressive watching him in practice and in the meeting rooms as well.
Les, is this the logical opportunity to take a look at him without benching, technically benching Christian? Or?
Yeah, it's purely circumstantial if that happens, Mark. I don't know if there's any logic in it. You know, we want Christian to play. We want him to get out there and continue to grow and develop as a quarterback. But we signed Matt Castle for occasions like this, you know, if something were to happen to Christian. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
That revealed his injury being more serious. He had a quote yesterday where he said he was told yesterday that he was injured. I took that to mean he was. He had an MRI that showed it.
Yeah, I don't know what he meant when he said that. But we'll see how he does today. You know, we'll see. And if he can do more, that would be great for us. But if he can't, we think we have a capable guy who can step in there and play well for us. So, all right, thank you, guys.
Bring everyone out to practice at about 1:00.